Okay, back to bed.
A long time ago, in a podcast studio nearby. Actually, it was 1977.
Yeah. And that was still a year that Jason liked Wang in his mouth.
Well,
we just opened the show that way.
I was a baby. I didn't know what was going in my mouth.
Wow, what an open. What an open. Holy crap. Welcome to procrastination. We have offended everyone.
Not everyone.
Yeah, well, except for Nambla.
Maybe some pedophiles.
Wow.
We are not proponents of babies with anything in their mouths but boobies.
Babies love boobies.
And pacifiers.
I'm fond of boobies, too.
Babies and men.
And men.
Like boobies.
Yes. Straight men.
Sure.
I would assume that gay men don't like boobies.
Well, it's up to them. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's all personal preference. Yeah. Nothing against it.
No, of course.
Well, welcome to the show, folks. This is procrastination.
There were some gay people in Star Wars. I guarantee you.
He's still stuck on it.
I'm not stuck on anything. I'm just stating a plain fact that there was gay people probably in Star Wars. That there was gay people in Star Wars. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
This is Jason.
Hello, Daniel.
And I am Daniel, and you have just been introduced to the podcast the most awkward way possible by us offending you, referring to Star Wars, and making fun of each other. So that's about par for the course.
So really welcome
to the show.
So let us bring it back to where we were last week, because last week
yes.
we had a very in-depth discussion of the three lesser of the Star Wars movies, otherwise known as the sequels. I mean, prequels.
Prequels.
The prequels.
The meh of the Star Wars universe.
I like that. The meh.
Of the Star Wars universe.
They are the meh.
They're the meh of
the
Star Wars universe.
They're not horrible. They're not great. They're meh.
Meh.
They're those movies that you're like, oh.
Well, if it's on, I guess I'll watch it.
And I'm going to buy them, so I'll own those.
Yeah.
Just, you know, because.
Yeah. They're the ones that if you see them on the TV and you can't find the remote, then you'll watch it.
Or if you're watching through with a Star Wars virgin who's never seen any of the Star Wars movies.
A Star Wars virgin?
You know, and they're still out there.
Well, that's true. That's very true.
One of my coworkers
uh-huh.
had never seen them until her current boyfriend, who's a Star Wars fanatic.
Okay.
And now she's begrudgingly seen some of them.
One of my coworkers, whose son also worked with us, had not seen any of the Star Wars movies, and we immediately harassed her until she went and watched the...
Well, of course.
What's not Last Jedi. What was the last
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens. Thank you. I lost the title.
Which still isn't a bad place to start.
No, it was a great place to start. And now she's become interested, and she has gone back and watched the original trilogy, 4,
Good.
5, and 6.
Okay.
And she is hesitant to watch the prequels because she's heard all the negativity.
She should watch them.
So
I'm just going to put it out there on Front Street. You watch them.
Well, if you're a Star Wars person, you do watch them.
And you watch them just to be a completist. I am not a completist with video games. I am not a completist with some movie trilogies. I'll never own a copy of X3. Because I don't give a shit about that movie.
I don't think I have that one.
Huh?
I don't think that. I think that's the one that I managed to skip. I lie. I have it.
Do you?
Yeah. I bought it out of like the $2 bin.
Sure. And if I may eventually ever find... No, probably not. It would have to be like, here's a copy of this piece of shit for free. But the prequels, for the Star Wars, I'm a completist. I want to see them all. I want to read all the books, even though the books don't really exist anymore. You know, I want to actually have seen all the movies and know them well enough to quote lines and say, oh, this is what's going to happen, and that's who that person is in the background.
Yep.
But let's stop talking prequels, and let's talk the originals.
Let's talk what started it all.
Yes. 77.
77.
May in 77.
5 years before I arrived.
1 year after I arrived.
On this big blue ball that we live on.
Yes. We had Star Wars A New Hope.
A New Hope. Before it was known as Star Wars Episode 4.
May 25th, I was looking for it.
Wasn't it originally just Star Wars?
It depends on who you talk to. A lot of folks say that it did say Star Wars Episode 4 A New Hope the first time it was cut. I don't honestly know the truth. If anybody out there does, please leave us a comment.
Except for maybe Lucas himself.
No, he can leave a comment.
Well, no. I wasn't saying he was. He may know. He would know.
He's too busy diving in his Scrooge McDuck money pit.
Yeah, his big vault just full of cash and coins and spitting
coins up in the air and buying Japanese women.
I don't buy Japanese women. They give themselves freely to me.
I rent them at Comic-Con.
Or Japanese men. I don't know what he's into.
Oh, well, that's true.
He's a weird little dude.
Don't be hating.
He may be curious about everything. He may have a Wookiee and a Defil.
Woo.
Yes, I said Defil. Another Star Wars alien.
Mm-hmm. A Wookiee. I wonder what they sound like during the Big O.
That's awful. And that's in your head now, too.
Yeah.
Because when they get done, their climbing claws pop out just a little bit, and then retract back in, and then they lick each other clean.
And then you have to take a shower.
Wookiees don't shower?
No,
they bathe with their own tongues.
You have to shower.
Potentially. But you have to, they bathe with their own tongues.
Like a cat?
Big Wookiee hairballs.
They've got really long limbs.
Big Wookiee hairballs. It's horrible. And their genitalia is tucked inside. It has to be. You ever see Chewbacca's wang or any pink sticking out?
Except for when he gets horny, and then it's like a freaking pedestal.
Oh, well, sure.
He can't walk right because it's just in the way.
You know what he steers with on the Millennium Falcon? Yep, that's right.
That's why you always see both his hands working other stuff.
It's prehensile.
Yeah, like an
elephant. Wookiees have prehensile penises.
They have elephant penises. They're prehensile. They can do stuff with them.
Amazing. He could shoot the bowcaster with it if he had to. This is degenerated. No more Wookiee sex talk yet.
Yet, yes.
So, episode 4. It was the first one that I remember seeing, not the first one that I saw in the theater.
Honestly, I can't tell you which one I remember seeing first. I can tell you which one made an impact on me, so I remember it clearly first, was Empire.
Oh, yeah. I saw Empire and Return in the theater. Not in that order. I saw them in reverse order in the theater. But I remember seeing Star Wars, because I was, by the time it would have come out on VHS or we could have rented, the whole little system, I would have been, 6 or 7.
67? You are significantly older than me.
6 or 7. So I remember watching Star Wars, and it's still, I have some of those same moments watching it now.
I do too. You get those, you know it's coming, but you still get the feels about it.
Oh, completely and totally. It's one of those movies that even though, and at this point I can almost quote the whole thing line for line, I can certainly see.
I'm not there.
I can certainly see every progression.
Yeah.
Scene to scene in that movie.
Coming down the line, yeah.
You still get chills when Luke goes up and watches the twin sons.
Yeah.
Descending.
When he's standing up on the horizon there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, any of the cuts, and you have some, it's always been a thing with Star Wars movies, you have some really odd wipes and cuts in Star Wars movies.
Yeah, and they've added stuff and taken stuff away. And
all right, so, well, let's jump to that.
Okay.
Which do you prefer, the original or the special edition?
See, I'm going to go ahead and say original, just because it was what made everything happen.
I like the special editions.
I do like the special editions.
With one exception.
What?
Han shooting first.
Did he?
In the special editions, Greedo shoots first. I want Han to shoot first. And only. I understand what Lucas was saying. I think he's wrong. I think it's part of Han's character.
Yeah.
Especially at that point
in
the movie trilogy.
Well, because he was a smuggler at that point.
And Greedo was a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Greedo was about to take him to Jabba the Hutt, who was going to kill him.
Yeah, Greedo wouldn't have shot first.
Of course he shoots first.
Yeah.
Of course Han just blows him away and walks away from the table.
Yeah, because
it changes the tenor of the movie. It's the only part of the special editions I don't like. Besides that, he can special edition the shit of all three of them, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Even with the new Ewok song at the end of Return... And the bigger dance scene in Return of the Jedi Max Rebo's band.
Yeah.
I don't mind the special editions. I am that person. They don't bother me. I do wish, and I think eventually Disney will release them both.
Yeah.
so that we can see the originals and the special editions on the same Blu-ray set.
I think you're probably right, because Disney knows how to, what's that thing called? Make money.
Yes, they will they're already monetizing the shit out of this thing. So I think at some point when number 9 drops on Blu-ray, it's going to be, okay, here's this $200 set of movies, and we're going to give you Rogue One, which is 3.5 for free.
We'll actually give you a TIE Fighter if you buy the $2,000 special edition.
No. It's going to be like the set that Gene Simmons did for Kiss, where he'll actually come and spank you when you buy it.
Yeah.
And sing some of the songs to
you. Bring you a Kiss coffin, too.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
They have those.
Oh, yeah. He paints your face, and then you stick your tongues together. I'm Gene Simmons from Kiss.
And I'm going to tongue you right now.
That's horrible. Just right in the mouth. Big, huge tongue. Just looks like Jabba's tongue. Did you ever think that? Very good Huttese impersonation there. Impersonation. It was an impressive impersonation. An impersonation.
All at one time.
Yes.
Impersonation.
But A New Hope is a perennial favorite.
Yes.
It is not my favorite of the first three.
No.
It has its moments.
I like Jedi.
It's because of your age.
It is because of my age.
I
understand that.
Yeah.
And I accept that. Now, I'm not saying I don't like Empire.
Oh, sure.
And that I don't like New Hope.
Of course.
But I like Jedi.
Empire is my favorite of those three. It's Empire, then Return, then A New Hope. Because when Empire came out, I was, 9?
Yeah, you would have been at the right age.
7? I was 7 when Empire hit in 83. Mm-hmm. That movie was right up my alley.
Yeah.
Still didn't like the Ewoks. The only good Ewok is a flaming Ewok, or one that's been scorched by blaster fire, and we see that in the movie.
Houtini
is not a
Ewok. No, no, that was a Jawa. No.
You get your basic and core languages right, sir.
What's the sound that they make when they get shot, the Ewoks? They made a specific sound.
When that one gets shot on the ground, he goes,
that's what I'm thinking of right there.
Actually, that's the other one grieving for the one that's dead.
I'm going to lay that sound over right here.
That'd be amazing.
In the track.
Just.
Because I remember that one because he gets shot and it's like an epic death scene.
Other than that, Wicket's word is always nub nub.
Yes.
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 And who played Wicket?
It's not Kenny Baker because I was just reading the Wicket thing about.
Just a horrible person.
Shut it! Now you've thrown me way off my game.
Just a wretched, horrible person. He also played Willow.
That's what I was trying to pull was Willow.
And the Leprechaun.
He's played all sorts of stuff. And he was in
He was in Phantom Menace.
He was in. Can you let me talk?
Nope.
I will stab you.
What's his name?
I got nothing.
Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis. Yes, thank you.
Warwick Davis.
I could not pull it. I could tell you that it was Willow because I was going to tell you he was in the movie with Val Kilmer.
God, I fucking love that movie.
It really is. That's one I'd like to see remade.
Can Val Kilmer come back?
No, because he's super fat now.
No, he's not anymore.
Did he lose it all?
Oh, yeah, and he looks
really... That's right, he's slimming down.
He's almost Gary Busey frightening because his face got longer for some reason.
And his teeth got bigger?
Yes, and he looks like he's going to try to bite somebody's head off.
Yeah, but he was trying to get back in shape so he could be in Top Gun.
A remake that nobody fucking needs.
No. No.
Have you tried to watch Top Gun?
No Top Gun. Tom Cruise.
Have you tried to watch Top Gun, the original one, recently?
No, I've been listening. I listened to the soundtrack a couple months ago.
I can't do it.
Soundtrack still kicks ass.
Well, the soundtrack's still perfect, and there's some of the scenes that are still good, but as a whole, that movie's not great.
No, it did not age well, and it lost its potency.
Hot Shots did. Top Gun? No. Can't explain why. Who's in Hot Shots that eventually made a TV show together?
Dude, what?
Oh, yeah. This is a deep dig right here.
Who is in Hot Shots and Top Gun?
No, just Hot Shots that made... They were both in Hot Shots.
Oh, you're talking about Charlie Sheen and the other guy on 2.5 Men.
Yeah,
John
Cryer.
Cryer, yes. Yes.
They were both in Hot Shots, and they were in 2.5 Men.
Because he had the big Coke bottle glasses that at one point filled up with water, and he had a fish swimming in them.
God, that was such a bad movie. Love it.
Oh,
I loved
it
so much. It
was so good.
Loved it so much. But yeah, Top Gun does not hold up. Can't watch it.
Hey, shh. The whisper's here.
Stop saying the profanities.
The whisper is here.
The whisperer has arrived. She's got her little Pebbles Bam Bam hair thing going on.
Mrs. Head. Jason, Laura, is here. The Whisper.
Half of L Squared has arrived.
Half of L Squared, because my Laura is, I think, elsewhere working out.
So any ad hominem comments that come from her, we'll make sure that we make her repeat loud enough that you can hear her.
Yes, so she won't be the Whisper
she's
in
such
this
a
episode.
Huge Star Wars fan. She loves all of them. She's seen all of them. Not really. She's not a
she could care less. She's like my Laura. She's like, yeah. Oh, Star Wars. Is it new? No, I don't care.
Yeah, I think you like the new ones.
I like the old first two old ones. Like the
original
two.
Ones?
Yes.
Okay. Luke Skywalker.
And you like Jar Jar. Yeah. Just wretched.
Yeah.
I'm about to get hit in the face by a bloodhound tail, too.
The podcast puppy joined the party just now, and she's trying to smack Jason in the face with her tail.
So if the mic goes sailing, it is not my fault.
No.
But A New Hope is still, because it started all, because it is that...
It did.
That
and
piece
it,
of culture.
And it introduces characters that, even after we watched... The prequels, we still wanted... the prequels left us longing for what happened to Luke, Leia, Han, Chewie...
Of course.
3PO, and the whole crew. Lando...
The prequels really only let us know what happened to two characters.
Yes.
You Vader and Obi-Wan.
Well, yeah. Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Well, I guess in Yoda.
Well, only slightly,
a little bit.
You don't.
They launched his ass into space.
Yeah.
The Wookiees were like, get out of here! Run! Actually, I guess the Wookiees shot him back to Coruscant.
Yeah.
And then he left from there.
Yeah. And then he went and found his swamp and became a hobbit.
I still say that's where he's from originally.
The swamp?
Yep. He actually killed all the rest of his race with his mind.
While he was practicing his powers. He didn't mean to. It's just like, one day he was like... He's like, oh, shit.
he said, alone I will be.
And they all died.
And they all died.
Immediately.
Yep.
They become the Mucinex people.
The Mucinex people.
Yoda is part Mucinex guy.
Yes.
With ears. Yep. So what's your favorite part of A New Hope?
yeah. When the credits roll. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, man. That movie's got some really good parts. The cantina scene is one of my favorites.
I do like the cantina scene.
Because the music was there and it gets stuck in your head. And you get, he doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
I don't like you either.
We have the death sentence on X number of worlds because I can't remember.
Well, he doesn't
right
say
now.
Worlds. He says galaxies or
no,
something.
No, on X number of planets?
Nope.
It's not galaxies.
It's much bigger than that.
It might be. What were their names?
I got nothing.
Dr. Ivazan and Punda Baba.
Punda Baba.
Yep. Don't ask me how I know all of this crap. It's ridiculous. And you had some really classic characters that popped up in books later on, too. The best set of Star Wars books.
See, that's where you lose me.
Ever was called...
Daniel doesn't read.
It was...
This is a known thing that's been going on
Daniel's
for years.
Afraid
if
of reading.
If it's not a comic book... I ain't gonna read it.
He doesn't know how to read.
I know how to read.
Comic books.
Do you have a problem with that?
No.
All right.
But there's a
then
set of books
up.
Called it's Tales from Mos Eisley Cantina, Tales of the Bounty Hunter, and Tales from Jabba's Palace. It picks up all the backstory on almost all of the extra characters in the Cantina, Jabba's Palace, and all four of the Bounty Hunters on the Executor.
Did you have the Bounty Hunter toys?
Some of them.
We had a Boba Fett.
I had Boba Fett. I had...
Why do you call him Bubba?
I don't know. I'm from Mississippi. Shut up.
I had Boba Fett.
Boba Fett's from down south.
Boba Fett was my uncle's cousin's brother.
We had Boba Fett. We had... I think I had Dengar.
Yeah.
And I may have had IG-88.
I liked them.
I know when they re-released in 97, I got Fett, I got IG-88, I got Dengar.
Yes. I liked the bounty hunters. I liked the idea that there were bounty hunters in space.
Yeah.
That they introduced there. And it was a cool concept, especially when you were a kid.
Oh yeah.
So that's another part that I really, really enjoyed about the first one.
Well, that wasn't in the first one though.
No, I know. But they referenced it with Greedo because he was a bounty hunter.
Greedo really looked more like a collections agent.
That's very true.
he was a loan shark.
He was a bounty hunter too.
He was the flying guy, right?
No, he was the green one.
That's Watu from. That's Watu from Phantom Menace. Greedo was the guy who Han shot in
under the table
yes. In the cantina.
But he was more like Chili Palmer's character from Get Shorty. Greedo's John Travolta from Get Shorty.
Yeah, except he's not nearly as cool and dies quickly.
Yeah, only very unsuccessful.
Greedo, boo, dead. All right, well, that's a character we didn't need.
Not solo.
Yeah. It was a very quick interchange.
One Rodian. Whole movie, one Rodian, and he's dead.
Yep. And then they made like 15 figures of him.
And they did. My favorite piece of business in Star Wars, A New Hope, starts when Luke and Han put on the Stormtrooper armor.
Yes.
And from that point until the time they're now leaving the Death Star, it's almost like a Three Stooges prison escape movie.
Isn't it,
at
though?
Times. Because
I would agree with you. 100%.
One of my favorite lines is, Chewie and Luke are looking to see where Leia's at, and Han is at the control board, and they're asking him for a response. Situation normal. We're all fine. We're all fine here. How are you?
Yes.
It's my favorite piece of business in the whole movie because it is the funny. It's why I liked.
And that's the new ones.
It is why I liked the new ones. They brought the funny back.
Yep.
They let it be
humorous.
Because
there was no humor in any of the prequels. And they tried to do it with Jar Jar, and it was all flat, and it was all garbage.
The only thing Jar Jar should have been good for was being beheaded by Anakin at Padme's funeral.
No, make it even worse. It's a public beheading. They used a execution style axe on a log.
Dude, when people were talking about him being Snoke or him being some underground agent, I wanted to go, no, I need to find these people and go Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back on their ass.
Yes.
Because, and make them eat the shit made up of my shit and their shit. It's a Jay and Silent Bob.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
This from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
That's why I don't make no sense.
Not supposed
it
to.
It is them who are the ball lickers.
We got a digger. The pod puppy is attacking the carpet.
Penelope dug a tunnel through the house and came out smelling clean on the other side.
Yes, she did. And she didn't like Star Wars at all.
She actually doesn't mind anything except for Walking Dead. She goes in the other room.
Really?
Yeah, she's not a fan.
Something bothers her?
She hates Carl. Luckily, he's dying. Spoilers. So it's all right.
Spoiler alert. If you were listening to this thinking you weren't going to hear anything about Walking Dead, sucks to be you.
Yep, because Carl's going to die. I think he's going to be dead when they start the second half of this season.
Yeah.
This episode will have dropped after the new season starts, so Carl's already dead.
He is going to.
Unless you haven't seen it yet.
They're going to roll, like, his death's going to be the whole season. It's going to be like Carl.
Oh, this is going to be like, so you're saying it's going to be like a soap opera style death. Yes. He's going to die for like 9 episodes.
And are they going to write a cheesy song?
A memoriam?
Who shot JR?
I will remember you.
Are you saying Carl's like one of the dogs in the Sarah McLachlan videos?
No, she doesn't sing that in the commercial.
Are they
going to
put him
commercial?
In a cage?
They might.
She
sings
sing
in the
that,
arm of
she?
An angel. In
oh,
one.
That's right.
I was singing the other one.
Is that also her?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Whisper, do you know? Okay, she's not a fan of Sarah McLachlan.
We really should make you the fact checker.
You should be. We're going to give you a computer and a mic, and you get to check the facts.
There's no computer sitting around the house at all.
None of them.
That's crazy talk.
No.
What? Sarah McLachlan.
Okay.
Oh, see, she's on it.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my favorite part of A New Hope.
What's your favorite funny part of A New Hope?
It is that scene.
The fat stormtrooper walking through and smacking his head off of the door.
No, he wasn't fat. He was just tall.
He was... He
you
was
didn't
bigger.
Even see him below the...
He
was
bigger.
Taller.
I thought he was fat, too.
No. That was Porkins.
No, Porkins
was fat.
Did you
catch that?
I think I'm making it up from when I'm crossing the Family Guy Star Wars Blue Moon.
By the way, did you notice that in Rogue One?
No.
That Rogue Five died?
Yes, he did.
Rogue Five dies. That's why there's an opening for Luke to be Rogue Five. Or Red Five, not Rogue Five.
Red 5.
And they also referenced the Rogue Squadron in that, too.
Yes, they did.
Anyway, sorry. That just, it made me really happy.
Side moment.
I had almost jumped up and ran around the theater. Did like a lap. Like I was in some kind of Pentecostal church when that happened. Wow. Just running in the spirit.
Wow. So that portion of our podcast crew is never going to listen to this show again.
The number of times we've said, probably not listening fucking anyway. Cock, they're not listening anymore anyway. And I think I made a reference to somebody getting fucked
at the beginning of this show.
I made a reference to somebody getting fucked through a denim skirt a little while ago. They are no longer listening because those denim skirts are sacred.
We lost them and all the Amish people.
Just like Mormon golden underwear.
Golden underwear.
It actually isn't golden, but in my head it is.
So shiny.
Ding dong. Hello. My name is Elder Hun. I guess it would be Elder Solo.
Elder Solo, yes.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. A Book of Mormon Star Wars crossover.
That would be pretty good.
My name is Elder Vader.
Elder Vader. Grumpy. The dog is getting into the podcast tonight.
That's what a Wookiee sounds like having sex.
Oh. The judgmental look that just came from Lara was perfect. Are you getting it? Are you? She's singing.
Yep. Full on Wookiee three-way. That's what you just heard.
Oh, it's happening again.
Yeah. That's. She scratched her ear and it feels really good.
I think we owe her a beer. She's interrupting the show.
Or she's going to smoke a cigarette in a second.
She's getting after it. Shake it off. Something's got her upset.
So let's move on from 4 to 5.
Yes, please.
5 is my favorite of the original trilogy.
It is my second favorite of
it
the original trilogy.
It still is my third favorite, maybe my second favorite movie.
Okay. Now I can accept that without any question, but tell me why.
The storyline is tremendous. It doesn't end like a typical movie.
It doesn't end like you want it to.
The heroes aren't winning.
Nope.
Han is gone. The rebellion is kind of scattered.
Uh-huh.
Vader won, more or less.
Yes, he did.
You have potentially, at least from my point of view, the first big twist in a movie that I ever saw.
Yes.
And I went, and had no idea.
You went all Tim Allen on it?
I did. I was watching, reading an article about it, and apparently David Prowse
Bowie.
Delivered the,
Bowie. David Bowie.
That'd be amazing.
David Bowie was inside Vader's outfit.
Luke, I am your father now. I went for it.
You did. That was a solid rendition. I liked it.
A very bad Ralph Garman doing David Bowie impersonation. Originally, Prowse apparently said on set, Luke, Obi-Wan murdered your father. Obi-Wan killed your father. Something to that effect. That was the line he delivered.
Yeah, and they replaced it.
Yes, and no one knew it.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. So they weren't intending Vader to be his dad.
I think they were, but Lucas wasn't letting it out in case it got out to the public until the movie dropped.
That's what they
intimated in this article.
That would be a solid swerve.
It's almost like freaking Scream going, the cast doesn't even know who the killer is till the last day of shooting.
Yeah. That's a solid swerve, man.
But it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. So for me, it was the first time that I ever saw a twist in a movie.
Like that.
That
especially
I ever experienced
of that
this
magnitude.
Big, yeah, this big jump of that. I didn't expect that. Uh-huh. I didn't realize that's where they were going.
And then they're just going to leave you high and dry with not knowing what happened at the end. They know they've sucked you back in for at least one more movie.
Well, and it's not like it is now, where the next movie comes out the next year.
Yeah. Or 6 months later.
3 years later. 3 years later, you have to wait to see the follow-up on this.
Yeah, well, I mean, back then, you waited 3 years for the follow-up, and by that time, the VHS was just dropping, so.
Maybe.
Do you remember how long it took VHS? Maybe, yes. The movie came out in 77. 89, they dropped the VHS.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was like, we've invented VCRs now. It's space age. Here's Star Wars.
Yes.
Do you have any copies of Star Wars I've had over the years?
You've probably still got them all.
I actually got rid of them.
What?
I did. I got rid of all my VHS tapes.
Well, what are you going to do with them?
Exactly. So I got rid of them. I sold them.
You just sling them at people.
Yeah. But I had the originals that came out.
Okay.
Then I had a
German copy where they inserted porn every 3 minutes. Just hardcore.
It was taboo, too, because there was incest, because Luke and Leia were all over each
other. Yeah, there wasn't just a kiss.
Wow.
There Look we go. At that, the 82. Fact checker.
L squared fact checking service. That's what we have here. Yes. So the VHS dropped in 82. So yes, I would have seen it before I saw Return.
You would have refreshed yourself by getting it from the video rental store.
And then, you know, Return hits in 83. But let's go back to Empire.
Okay.
Because I don't want to blow past how good of a movie it is.
How amazing that movie was.
You open with Hoth.
Uh-huh.
At that point, probably the best sci-fi, excuse me, we'll tackle that in a second.
Okay.
The best...
I don't know where he's going with this one.
Interstellar fantasy space battle ever.
That's a good way to describe that.
Star Wars is not sci-fi.
What? Okay. Explain.
And I forget who I originally... It may have been Matt Myra who posited this from the Nerdist one time. Sci-fi tries to explain how the science works.
And fantasy Star Wars never did.
Yep, fantasy doesn't give a fuck.
So it's more sci-fantasy instead of science fiction.
It's intergalactic fantasy. Right. It's space-based fantasy.
Space fantasy.
Yes.
All right, I'll take
it's
that
not
description
because
there was no explanation.
We don't care how the lightsabers work. Now, in the books, they went into it sometimes. You went into more of it, I think, in the prequels than you did
building R2D, or not R2, but C-3PO.
But even then, you didn't explain why Anakin knew how to do it.
Yeah, because he was magic. Midichlorians.
Jesus Jedi.
It was midichlorians.
So stupid.
We checked those with a Bic razor, ladies' razor. Let me check it with my midichlorian device.
Think about Empire.
This crap never existed. Who the hell would have made a device to check for midichlorians?
Just the Jedi. They just walk around stabbing people.
Hey, are you a Jedi? No, click. Oh, you're right.
You could be a Jedi. Well, let us take your child back with us to another planet.
Don't worry, he'll come back. Never.
They'll be okay, and you're going to get defiled.
We're gonna give him to a frog man and hope the crazy kid doesn't kill everybody.
That was the worst part of Revenge of the Sith was her getting apparently raped by the Tusken Raiders. They never went as far as to say that.
Well, wow.
But Anakin's mom got raped by Tusken Raiders.
Yeah, I guess that would
just
be the case.
Just let that roll around in your head.
I don't want to.
I'm just saying.
And then he loses his shit on them and
kills all of them.
Goes just buck wild. That may have been my favorite part of that movie.
Nah, it's still the fight on Mustafar.
Well, okay, okay.
We all right. were brothers!
Yes. You can't beat...
You and McGregor chewing
Ewan
the scenery.
You and McGregor just chewing tearing it up.
Do you want him to come back as the ghost Obi-Wan in the 9th Star Wars movie as bad as I do?
They should reference him.
I, at some points, want he and Yoda and Luke to just be chasing Kylo around, making fun of him.
I enjoyed when they busted out that clip from Episode 4. When R2-D2 was interacting with Leia.
Yes, yes.
And he busted
yes,
out
bitch.
The little
yes.
video clip. He busted out the little video clip, and she's like, that's low. Or whatever she
Luke,
said.
Luke was like, he was, forget what he said. Yeah, that Luke, was low, or that Luke was that was that was a cheat, or something like that.
That was something like that, along the lines of it being cheap, a cheap
but,
shot.
Oh man, it was glorious.
Yeah,
but in Empire, you start with Hoth, you have this amazing battle that sold countless toys.
Mm-hmm.
Put the term AT-AT into every geek's vocabulary.
Oh man, the introduction of the AT-ATs was amazing. The A-wings were fantastic. The snow planet. What were the walking creatures?
Those were snow speeders, not A-wings.
Oh, no, you're right. My bad. Correction.
We didn't see A-wings till Return.
You're right. But they're very similar.
Yes.
But yes, they are the snow speeders.
What I want to know is how come if they had TIE fighters that were about to launch, and we know that TIE fighters can blow up AT-ATs, why the fuck didn't they attack the AT-ATs with TIE fighters?
You don't ask obvious questions.
We're going to send out snow speeders whose cannons aren't strong enough to take this down.
But all they can do is pray they can wrap up their legs.
At that point, shouldn't they have flown back to base, jumped out of those, got in the X-Wings, flown back out?
You called them TIE fighters a minute ago.
That's true. X-Wings. Shouldn't they have gone back to base, jumped in an X-Wing,
that would have been badass. Out. They just fly out in a bunch of TIE fighters. And everybody would have went.
You know, they had Y-Wings in there, too. They had bombers in there, too. They did have Y-Wings.
Yeah.
So why the hell didn't they fly out there and just start dropping bombs on those fuckers?
T-O-Y-S.
Yeah, but the snow speeder sucked.
It doesn't matter. What I was know. It? You bought one?
I actually didn't. I wasn't a huge Star Wars toy guy.
I remember I didn't have them because I wasn't really old enough when the Star Wars toys were happening, but my brothers were.
You had barely taken the nipple out of your mouth.
You right?
You're born in what? 87, 88?
No. 82?
82.
Your Star Wars came on videotape?
Yes, it did. Yes. And Laserdisc, we discussed that. You missed it.
That was last week.
Yes.
So,
but yes, toys, man. They were just trying to work in as many ships and people as possible. Right.
It just seemed dumb.
I agree. But now we're looking back on this with educated eyes. The first time you watched it, you didn't care.
You had Mon Mothma there. You had all of these generals of the rebellion who are apparently too fucking dumb to realize that. Well, you know what? We could just send the X-Wing out. Of course, that also would have driven up the cost of the movie, too.
Yes.
Because you didn't see, you know, the snow speeders weren't, they were just little blocks.
They were little, yeah.
But anyway, you have that entire battle, which was amazing.
Yes.
You go straight from that to the Millennium Falcon shooting into the asteroid belt.
Yeah.
I was shot in the asteroid belt once.
Wow.
The Whisper attacks again.
And she's here all week, fans, for fact-checking and ad hominem comments.
Make sure you leave your tip at the door.
That's right.
Or before you enter the asteroid belt.
We're going to send her an email address, and you can send her fan mail.
Yes.
We're going to send her an email address. We're going to give her an email address.
You'll be okay. You'll make it.
you can send her fan mail to social@thisgeeksworld.com.
Yes.
That'll get to her. I'll forward it to her. but you go straight from that into the asteroid belt. You have Luke headed to Dagobah.
Mm-hmm.
From the asteroid belt, you have one of the coolest maneuvers ever of Han skimming the front of that of that Star Destroyer and then clamping onto the back of it and kicking away when they dump their trash.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the first shot of Slave One ever in movie history.
When it flips over and kicks its jets on and flies away.
And you're like, how the hell did that thing even fly?
Yeah.
Because it looks weird.
That's not...
It looks like a foot.
Good thing it's in space because that wouldn't work.
It's a cod piece. It's a flying cod piece.
They cut up a cup and we're like, all right, this is our newest ship.
This is Slave One. Why?
Because we need something for Boba Fett to be in. Who's Boba Fett? I don't know.
He was on the board of the... He was on the executor.
He has a rocket backpack and that's all I got for now. We'll come back to him later.
He wears Wookiee scalps.
Why?
I think your dog's going to fly away.
She's trying.
She sounds like a helicopter.
I think she might actually be going outside now. But you have all of these cool things happen, and there's very little lull in Empire.
No. That Empire was really basically exciting, at least partial excitement from start to finish.
Yeah.
If not... almost complete excitement from start to finish.
And you meet one of the coolest characters in the galaxy in Empire. Lando Calrissian.
I wouldn't call him cool. I would call him...
What the hell are you thinking?
I'm going to give him a better word.
He is Billy Dee fucking Williams.
That should be his t-shirt. He wears one of those every day under his clothes.
If I was him, I would.
My name is Billy Dee fucking Williams.
With a Colt 45 logo on the back, and they're still paying his ass.
It's a Colt 45. No, I'm saying, he was suave. He was debonair. He was the man.
He was amazing.
He was. I wasn't saying he wasn't cool.
I cannot wait to see Childish Gambino as Billy Dee Williams in the new movies.
Yeah, he should... They should
Donald
have let
Glover
Billy
his
D.
own self.
They should have let Billy D be in the new one. He should have been the man with the flower.
Even if you didn't do it. I don't think he's not young enough.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think he can do
they
it.
They didn't need him to be a young man. He could have been an old
we
man.
We still don't know that Benicio del Toro wasn't the man with the flower.
That's very true. But we saw the man with the flower.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe Benicio stuck it on him. Those two idiots didn't know what they were looking
Benicio for. Benicio del Toro.
God, that was so good.
I loved his delivery.
I did too. And I know people don't like it.
No.
But I completely dug the accent. I completely dug the stutter and everything.
Helicopter puppy has returned. Can you not get
it? I'm going to have to see if I can mic that at some point. That is the sound of a bloodhound's ears kicking back
just
and forth.
Just slapping in her lips, just popping her face. She's apparently got an itch up in that ear that she is does. Not letting go.
Did you get it that time?
You all good? All right.
Pod Puppy's cleared.
Pod Puppy is cleared for launch.
That's right. She'd be a great bounty hunter dog for space. Put a rocket launcher on her back.
Well, you just have to let her do this thing and she would fly away.
It'd be amazing. but yeah, Empire just it was a roller coaster from beginning to end.
Yeah, and then they freaking put Han in carbonite.
With one of the best lines in movie history. I love you.
I know.
Disney
sells those t-shirts. Did you know that?
They have them on mugs now. They have them on rings. You can get a Mobius ring to hang around your neck that has it.
Well, all that stuff used to be like, it's Star Wars, but it's not because we don't have the licensing. Disney sells those t-shirts in their theme parks now.
Of course they do.
And you can buy them as a couple set.
Of course they do.
One has like a half silhouette of Leia and then a half silhouette of Han, and it says, I love you and I know.
Why would you not see them walking around?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you not?
That's one of the best lines in cinematic history.
And it's to me, that line is up there with Rhett Butler saying, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
I would agree. Yeah. I mean, it is, again, one of the best lines in cinematic history.
And it's one of those that you, again, it's something you didn't expect.
Yeah. Because, well, you expected him to answer.
Sure.
Or to not answer.
Or something you didn't expect, I know.
I know.
And again, the history behind that is that it had been a long day of shooting, and he just said that at some point, and that became the line they used.
Which
and of
is
course,
great.
They used it again in return.
Yes,
they did. He said, I love you, and she said, I know.
Yes, they did.
You know, there may not have ever been a better couple on screen.
Yeah, and it makes me very sad that Carrie Fisher's not with us anymore.
It makes me sad, too.
Because even when they reunited those two in the new movies, you still could feel that real human warm connection between those two.
And we record these early, so this happened at this point probably a month ago.
Yeah.
But if you watch the Grammys, she won Best Spoken Word Album for reading The Princess Diarist.
Did she?
At the Grammys, yes.
Fantastic. See, I didn't watch any of the Grammys. That was like 2 nights ago, right?
Just badass. That's good. I've listened to that book with her reading it.
And you wept openly?
At times, yeah. It was tremendous, and it was good stories, and she talked about the fact that she was banging Harrison Ford, and, you know,
she could have been reading a cookbook, and Jason would be crying in the corner.
I would. She's just a really, really
and
cool
chick.
Now
you add parsley and Parmesan cheese. Jason would be like, this is the best dessert recipe I've ever heard.
Parmesan cheese and dessert?
Shut up. I was just pulling something.
Apparently. That's weird. But Empire, again, the pacing's good. Lucas had found his system for making those movies.
Yes.
Because once you get to Return, it's the same damn thing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We're going to open with the droids. Well, no, we open with bad guys on every movie, but we're going to have the droids headed through the Jundland Waste to Jabba's Palace.
Yeah.
And it's Jabba's Palace, the Pit of Carcoon. The Pit of Carcoon, we go straight from there back to Luke headed back to Dagobah.
Uh-huh.
And then we're on Endor. We're in the third act before you even know it in that movie.
Yep. And it happens fast.
It happens fast.
That movie is almost too fast-paced, but it's perfect.
It really is. It tells a really brisk story. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at it, Jabba's Palace is almost Act One.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
Jabba's Palace is Act One, and then from Dagobah to the landing on Endor is Act Two.
Mm-hmm.
And Act Three starts where they're trying to take down the shield, and Luke's headed to the Executor. headed to the Death Star.
Death Star. Yeah.
But Return, when I was a kid, Return was definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
Empire, look, Empire has the better story, has the better acting.
I agree. But it was easier to like that third one when we were kids because, A, you were older.
Sure.
And you were versed. And that was it. You were in the moment. And I was young, so I got to have that Ewok moment.
Well, and you still have that big twist. When you find out that Leia is Luke's sister, that's mind-blowing.
There's another Skywalker.
But think about that movie for kids.
Yeah.
For kids who saw A New Hope, and they were, let's say they were 6 or 7.
Okay.
And then 6 years later, they're seeing, they're 12 or 13, and they're seeing Return.
Yeah.
You know, they grew up, and all of a sudden Yoda is their character in Empire, because they're 9.
Yeah.
And then Yoda's dead.
And then he dies. Right there
that
on screen in front
that.
Of you.
I remember that going.
What sets in on you.
Yeah, he's Yoda's
you
dead.
You thought he was the savior of the Jedi.
He was the little old wizened man.
And he dies.
And he dies and has that great. Is another Sky.
Yeah.
That little crap.
As Frank Oz whispers it out.
And you have to lean into the screen.
You're like, did he say there was another Skywalker or that he really liked Starburst?
And then Alec Guinness just drops the mic and is like, oh yeah. Search deep, Luke. Yeah. Because again, they're both fucking liars. damn light side of the force, lying bastards.
Clearly, Jason leans to the dark side.
I'm a gray Jedi all the way. You balance passion and peace. And you whip both sides' ass. That's all I'm saying. Rey is going to be a gray Jedi at the end of number 9.
A gray
I'm calling
Jedi.
It. Gray Jedi would be tremendous.
All right. We'll see.
And she just puts the whoop ass down.
She does.
On Kylo Ren.
You think they give her a double-ended lightsaber? Do you think they give her the Darth Maul saber?
No.
Because she's already using that staff.
No, I would be willing to bet she has a blue one.
No, well, I'm not saying a red one. She'd have a pink lightsaber. That'd be great. The Whisper strikes again.
The Whisper has moved into the kitchen to make dinner, and she just said that she needs a pink lightsaber, damn, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't it, though? It would be lady power, man.
You talk about selling toys.
Oh, yeah.
Walmart would sell out of fucking pink lightsabers
in like 10 seconds.
Tonight.
Oh, there's a Amazon, pink lightsaber? We don't have them in stock. We've sold 100 million of them.
That's right. Amazon has them back ordered for 7 years.
When will we get that? I'll be 37, so 2.5 years from now.
I'll need 3 of those. No, I don't think she does.
But
I think
she's got
cool.
that staff.
I think it'd be cool if she ended up with 2.
Do a duel?
Yeah, because we haven't ever seen anybody dual wield except for Anakin. Asshole in number 3. I guess he did number 2 as well.
He did number 2 as well.
For a few minutes.
Just for a brief
before
moment.
He got one of his arms cut off.
Yeah.
Stupid bastard. but we haven't seen somebody bastard. We hadn't seen somebody dual wield effectively, really.
Except
so I
General
think that'd
Grievous.
Be cool. He didn't dual wield. He like quadruple wield.
Yeah, he quadruple wield.
Just
he
but he was just
spinning all over the place.
Him. It was ridiculous and
General Grievous was awesome. Don't
not
hate
a, not
it.
A big Grievous fan.
I liked the fact that he had the lightsabers he took off the Jedi he killed.
And I'm fine with that because it goes to prove my point that a regular fighter can beat a Jedi.
Okay, yeah, they're not invulnerable.
They're not immortal. We've seen that.
Yep.
You can kill them.
Or they just turn into mist or vaporize.
They just kind of disappear.
Well, my question is this.
Why do they have clothes on when they come back and they're not just naked?
Did
Alec Guinness's old man sack just hanging out there? Just
whipping around in the wind.
Just.
Did Vader cut the robe in half?
Yes.
No.
Would have had to.
He would have had to, but he didn't.
You don't know.
It didn't cut. When you watch it fall all at once.
You don't know what it was made out of? Maybe just cut the front part of it. You saw it from the back.
He swiped all the way through it.
He didn't swipe all the way through it.
He did too.
He just meant to cut him in half partially, and
just
he was going to fold him backwards.
I'm going
to
cut you in half, but I only really want to just cut your guts
out. He was going to cut him back to the spine and then fold him in half.
and stuff like him inside the
Obi-Wan,
hood.
An Obi-Wan Takakobi.
And when he...
An Obi-Wan Takakobi.
Oh, God.
And he was going to stuff him.
Put him in a backpack and toss him in a garbage compactor.
He was. It's easier to stuff a Kenobi. Not a cannoli. It's easier to stuff a Kenobi.
Stuff a Kenobi.
When you cut him in half. But you don't want to cut him all the way in half because then the two pieces come apart. You lose
you
one half.
You got to put them together and you get your hands dirty.
Well, and you lose half a Kenobi and nobody wants that.
Nobody.
And none of the guts would fall out because, as we all know, a lightsaber cauterizes and goes through.
Yeah.
Which is why Obi-Wan actually didn't cut off Pundababa's arm in the cantina.
That's true.
He deflected a blaster bolt into it. That's why there was blood.
Yes.
Yeah. There's your dig.
There it is. That is deep. That is deep pull right there.
And people are listening to this going, what the hell? Why have you even thought about that?
Well, there was blood.
There was blood.
Lightsabers
there can't
don't
be blood.
Make blood.
Lightsabers cauterized on the way through.
Yep. They are a clean kill. Especially when you cut them partially in half, fold them up.
Oh, he's hot with the tauntaun. Just use the lightsaber to cut the front part open. Which also proves that, the whole, only Jedis can activate a lightsaber. No, Han did.
Han did. He turned it right on, stuffed Luke inside the...
And God knows Finn did in the new ones.
Yeah, he did.
I'm going to get a lightsaber and beat somebody's ass with this thing.
I may not be a Jedi, but I can swing this around.
Pointy end goes in the other guy. He understood what it did.
It's a laser sword? All right, I'm going to try to cut your arms off
That's
with
right.
it.
You know who would have been perfect for that role 10 or 15 years ago?
Who?
And I can't... I'm going to screw his name up, but it was... the guy from Psych. Dooley.
The black gentleman from Psych?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would have been amazing as Finn.
I could see that.
I'll put his full name in the notes of this because I cannot think of his last name right now.
Kevin Hart.
God, I'd love to see that.
Wouldn't that be great?
Kevin Hart.
Him just delivering those lines just super fast like he does.
Kevin Hart as Finn.
As Finn. And not hating on the guy they got playing Finn because
no,
he does a great job.
He's amazing.
Kevin Hart as Finn.
John Boyega?
No, John Boyega is Poe.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
You don't know anything.
I do know.
We are both now looking at our computers furiously. Furiously.
And the battle is raging because he is wrong and I am right.
I think that I am in this case.
You are wrong. You are so wrong. And I'm going to prove it now. Shit, you're right. Damn it.
God, I hate being right.
You peckerhead. You're a peckerhead.
All the time. But seeing that I have my computer open, I will find the guy's name for Dooley Hill.
Okay.
And I may even be slaughtering his first name, but I think that's right.
Well, I still say Kevin Hart.
But Kevin Hart would be amazing. And The Rock as Kylo Ren. Just shirtless the whole damn movie.
All he wears is like a tank top. They're like, we don't wear tank tops in space. He just looks at them, they disintegrate.
Not even a tank top. He has his Samoa tattoo on his arm and a loincloth.
A loincloth. Yep. His other
and
arm
a lightsaber.
Covered in Empire emblems.
No, just basic, saying badass in Star Wars basics all the way down his arm. So only geeks know what it's about.
He doesn't need a helmet.
No, it doesn't have anything.
He would look like the Scorpion King.
I'm fine with that. God, I love that movie, too. I got to watch that again soon.
Scorpion King?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I dug that movie. But yeah, Return, we have not done any.
I'm telling you, dude,
near...
we're just going to rename the podcast the Tangent Podcast.
Prod. Tangination.
Here it is.
Pod.
He's tangent. He slipped into his
tangerina
pattern.
Potitution.
God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to our listening public.
We have not done these three movies justice.
No, I don't think we have.
And I apologize for always turning my head away from my mic tonight because I've done it throughout the entire podcast.
I've done it too. I've drifted away.
But
doesn't matter. We got good audio.
We've done these three movies justice, but I don't know that we could.
See, that's my thing.
Unless we did an hour for each movie,
and I'm, which we could. Maybe we will
down the road. Maybe. But anyway, these are the three that started it. These are the three that made Star Wars a thing. And I would go a step further and say these are the three that made space fantasy or science fiction.
Agreed. as big as it is, or
a going genre.
Yeah.
You had, and don't get me wrong, you had fantasy and you had,
you've had it for years.
Sci-fi movies before that.
You've had it all the way back to the beginning of film.
But I think what Lucas did differently is he truly did do fantasy.
Yes.
He did a space opera in three parts.
Mm-hmm.
He told an amazing story. And like Joseph Campbell has alluded to before, it is those... Star Wars has all of those hero types.
Yes. Every
all of those
all
villain
the typical
types,
archetypal.
It's all of those pieces, those paradigms, those models of heroes that we've looked to.
And for as much as we like to hate on him, he got it right.
Oh, completely and totally.
Well, at least that time around.
If for nothing else, Lucas created potentially the most enduring series and endearing. Series
that's where I was going.
Of
both
movies ever.
Well, because look what it spawned. It came out of one movie that he did on a shoestring budget.
Yeah.
That he farmed out to anybody that would produce it, and Fox took the chance on it.
Because they said, we've got this asshole for two or three more movies, and American Graffiti was good.
Yeah.
So let's do his little space thing.
Let's do his little space opera. And
you can have the rights to your toys, George. That's fine.
Yeah.
And
how bad were they kicking themselves in the face for that one?
They were. You know, they were.
But
and then we're going to sit back and we're going to make American Graffiti 2.
Uh-huh. And Star Wars hit and they went, no, screw that.
They said, American Graffiti, huh?
Graffiti what?
We'll do Graffiti 2. And they did American Graffiti 2. But nobody really cares.
Yeah.
And it gave him the ability to do the rest of the movies.
But
that
just,
he's done.
I mean, you've got the originals, you've got the prequels, you've got a whole slew of different cartoons.
Would Indiana Jones have ever happened without Star Wars?
I
probably not.
Don't think so.
Probably not.
And I know it's a completely different genre.
Sure.
But I don't think it would.
But it certainly
have
put Lucas and Spielberg
and Harrison Ford
to the point that they were such household names.
Yes.
Because while Spielberg wasn't involved in the Star Wars universe,
he was connected.
He was connected, and Lucas had the money
to
produce whatever he wanted to.
Yeah, you're right. You're
to eventually sell it to Disney. The fact that Disney wanted it says something about it.
And that gives it, if there was ever a question of the credibility of what Star Wars was to the film industry, the fact that one of the biggest production film houses...
in the world.
Empires of media.
Yeah.
Wanted that whole kit and caboodle.
They said,
and
we're
willing
have
to drop the biggest dime possible on it.
On an individual.
Yeah.
Not on a studio. Not like they've done with Fox.
No.
But one guy and said, George, we're buying your shit.
All of it. ILM.
The whole thing.
Everything.
And they hit it at the right point when, you know, the prequels weren't the hits they want them to be.
Nope.
And as much as the prequels weren't what people expected, they're still part of that legacy.
They're still part of it. They still have good moments, like we discussed in the previous pod.
Sure.
But they're easy to hate on.
These three movies are kind of amazing.
They're a whole different ballgame.
This year is 40 years since Star Wars came out.
Yes.
I intend to watch it on May 25th. 40 years from the day it came out.
You should do it on May the 4th.
No, that's Star Wars Day. I want to watch it the day that actually dropped in theaters.
You think they put it back out? I think they should put it back out.
That'd be amazing if they did.
Because I would go watch it immediately.
Oh, yeah. And the original. Put out the original.
The original cut.
I don't even care if they clean up the negative that
I don't
much.
Either. I don't either. Just let the smudges be on there. Let the Vaseline cut to make the land speeder work.
There's something about that movie that it's kind of timeless.
Yeah.
It's kind of timeless, and, you know, we didn't have, like you, and I like Star Trek, the original series.
Blah, I'm not a Trekkie.
No, I'm not a Trekkie, or Trekker, or whichever they prefer.
I don't care what they prefer.
But I love the original series.
I'm not hating on that genre, because they're a huge part of this geek culture.
But here's the difference. Here's the difference. In Star Trek, they're all kind of dressed the same. In Star Wars,
yeah,
They went away from that.
Yeah.
And here's your rebellion, and here's your good guys, and here's your bad guys.
Yeah.
And they're the same race of people attacking each other.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring in aliens who are going to be part of this. The same way you did in Star Trek. But they're not all wearing their unitards and the tunics.
Yeah, they're
and
not
nobody's
in their,
wearing
nobody. Nobody's the
nobody's
red.
Nobody's wearing command yellow, and you don't have
nobody's a red shirt.
Nobody's a red shirt. It's except for Porkins.
Poor Porkins.
You have this cast of
you
characters.
Know he's gonna die. What's his name? Porkins.
Yeah, he has the he's worst name down. In Star Wars history. But you have this cast of characters that changed the face of Semina.
Semina. They changed the face of Semina.
Changed the face of Semina. Who actually, with this series of movies.
Semina.
Wow.
Semina.
They changed the face of how you go watch movies and how people made movies.
Yes. I agree.
Most of it spawns from these three.
Yeah. These are what set the bar. And the bar is even higher now.
Yeah.
I know we haven't done it justice, but I think the next pod is the new.
Yeah, of course.
Rogue One.
Yeah, we probably should have tackled Rogue One prior to A New Hope.
No, well, let's.
But we're going to go back in time.
At this point, we're going to use it
Doc Brown and Marty style.
Yeah. We're going to jump in the DeLorean.
88 miles an hour.
That's right, baby.
And jump to about 6 minutes before episode 4 happens.
Exactly.
And we're going to talk about Rogue One.
We're going to do Rogue One.
Then we're going to jump back in the DeLorean.
Flat of the future.
To 2015.
Yes.
And tackle The Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
And then, of course, last year, 2017.
To
I
the
said
last
that wrong.
Guy.
Last year was the 40th anniversary.
Yeah, you're right. You did say
I'm
it wrong.
Stupid.
You screwed it up,
son. So everybody who's going, man, he can't count.
You're retarded.
Right. I can't. So everybody,
41st anniversary. That's how he gets really excited about 41.
Anything with a one in it, 11s.
Turn him on. He has to change his shorts.
I do. Anytime the clock hits 11, I have to leave the room.
just rapid fapping in the other room.
We're gonna hit jump 2017, and we're gonna tackle The Last Jedi, and then we're gonna give our predictions for number 9.
All right.
Maybe the Solo movie that comes out in May.
Oh man, Solo, I'm excited. But that's to come.
Childish Gambino. AKA Donald Glover.
What was his name? What was his
D.
name
Williams.
On Community? Can you remember? I can't remember. That's a fail
Ahmed
on my part.
And
yep. See? I know Ahmed's name.
Spock.
I failed. No, his name's not Spock.
Ahmed and Dooley Hill. Ahmed.
He's looking now. He's searching
Ahmed
right now.
And Danny Pudi. No, he played Ahmed.
No.
I'm stalling.
He is. It's stalling.
Completely stalling because I cannot
kick
think
puncher.
Of Donald. God.
It's kick puncher. Return of the punch kicker.
Kicker.
If you haven't watched Community, go watch it. You will get.
Yeah, I'm reading down there, and I got to Ken Jeong's name, and I was like, Ken Jeong? No,
that
wasn't
ain't right.
Donald Glover was Troy.
Troy and Ahmed in the
not
morning.
Ahmed. God, we're stupid. Abed, not Ahmed.
Yeah. Well, it's been like 5 years since I've watched this.
Horribly racist
we were really
stereotypes.
Close. We were really
God
close.
Bless.
It doesn't matter. If you really want a good taste of Donald Glover before we get to see him as Lando, go watch Community because that was really his breakout role and he was badass.
And
in
then
it.
Go look up Childish Gambino and listen to his music. He sang on the Grammys too.
Did he?
Yes.
Fantastic.
And my wife went, I said, you know who that is? And she said, who? I said, it's Donald Glover. And she went, that is Donald Glover. And
you
I was
know,
like,
hey,
oh.
Who is he in the Spider-Man movie? Pop quiz, hot shot.
Ooh. In Homecoming?
Uh-huh.
Remember? Was he Morales?
Remember? He wasn't. He wasn't Morales.
I don't know.
They said his name, and I can't pull the name. He's the Prowler.
Oh, that's right. He sure is.
He's
he
the
sure
Prowler.
He sure is, yes. Yes, because he was at the car.
Because he webs his hands
his
to
hand
the trunk.
To the car, that's right.
He's like,
right.
Man, I got ice cream.
Yeah. God, I hope that actually happens.
Yeah, I think so.
Freaking.
He's the Prowler.
Childish Gambino, Danny Glover. Donald
He's
Glover.
Not Danny Glover. He is not.
Danny Glover might be older than Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, God. I'm too over this shit.
God, can we have...
I was 3 days away from retirement.
Can we have Billy Dee Williams and Donald and Danny Glover do a commercial as Lando and Riggs?
And Riggs? That'd be great.
For Colt 45?
I'm too old for this shit.
Colt 45.
That's why I drink.
I'm too old for this shit.
Colt 45.
And they have a new product that's for old people?
Colt 78.
On that note, this has been Tangent of Procrastination Patient.
Wow. This has been Procrastination, the longest 10 minutes of your life.
Da, 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 da.
This has been a ThisGeeksWorld.com podcast and was produced by Splash Media Works.